Welcome to MCE. It's now time for Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron. Welcome to the program. We're off to the Basque country to start with.
Izare derrakara giegiten dauzeru altuan bakarrik Ez da bakarrik lagunak ditu jaunzerukoak emonik Zazpiain geru aldean ditu zortzigarrenak aixorik Zazpi medikuek arri deutzez indija madrietatik Jareki garri, nundik dagoan gaixorik Amore minak baditu zonek, entrainetara zaraturik Guzurra dino mediku honek, nik ez dut amore minik Amore minak badodaz bere, ez entrainetan zaraturik Zean ilgona zeta etorri gorpu ondora Errosari xozuri eder bat esku artean dozula Neu enterretan naroenean igongo dozu korura Handixek beraz alto ingozu Virginia maren orotura La rosatxo bat eskura eta krabelinia mosura Jente guztiak esan daixela neure lutua dozula Jaingerutxoak esaten dabe salbean abe maria Gero guztiok gozatu daigun zeru altuan gloria Amen abe maria
Well, I can't tell you what the song was about, but I can say that that group, Hirutruku, have made a bit of a name for themselves in the Basque country over many years, singing in the Basque language and interpreting mostly traditional songs from the western part of the Basque country, which I guess is the Spanish bit. And who's leading light in that? Joseba Tapia, I think. And interestingly, on some tracks on that album, Eliza Carthy and Nancy Kerr are playing violin. Music from the Basque country, opening Come All Ye today. Good to have you along. Two tracks now from Ireland. This is from an old album by Dadannan called Anthem. We'll hear the song Dig Lake Fields, first of all, with Mary Black and Dolores Cain, both featuring vocally. Then set of tunes, Jimmy Burns and Dinkies.
The sun comes up on Dig Lake Fields, it wakes the milk white hare. The lady tells the stable boy to saddle up the mare. The hands that hold the reins are cold, the spurs are polished steel. She'll take the mare without a care to race on Dig Lake Fields.
The sun goes down across the town and miners start to rise And from their beds with sleepy heads to leave their anxious wives But the troll could never look to get the call below So hello night, farewell delight, be careful where you go
The horse's hooves on Dig Lake Fields throw when she saw the milk white hair. The sun was shining down in the mine a thousand feet below. No hares were long and days don't come where winds refuse to blow. And by the pole that rivers run, they're streaming from the sea. And men don't ever work with their sea water in their dreams. No fear of fox or of greyhound, the hare.
Down in the mine, but by the morning shift, my cutter's call.
Well, very frenetic set of tunes. Jimmy Burns's, I suppose, Jimmy Burns's, and Dinkies. Before that, Dig Lake Fields, with the voice of Mary Black and the voice of Dolores Cain featuring in that. From an album called Anthem, released a long time ago by the Irish supergroup of the day, Dead Annan. They were very good. You're listening to Come All Ye, and that's very good too. I mean, it's good that you're listening, not necessarily the program being very good, although it's on the improve after 46 years or something, I think. This is Luke Abbott and a song called Willie Moore.
It was
song called Willie Moore, played and sung there by Luke Abbott, one of those clever people who can sing and play fiddle at the same time, which of course I can do, but I don't sing in tune and I can't play fiddle very well. So that's why I play Luke Abbott doing it rather than me, among other reasons. That's from an album called Take Me Home. Luke Abbott's home these days is in San Luis Obispo in California, on the coast. He hasn't moved very far in his life, as far as I can tell, because he was born in Santa Cruz. Next, we move to a fairly cool part of the world. I mean, chilly part of the world. Belgium, in fact. To hear a group called Northern Resonance. Their album is called Vision of Three. And there are three musicians in this group, coincidentally. Anna Ekborg Hans Ers, who plays Viola d'Amour. Petrus Dillner plays nickel harper. And Jerker Hans Ers plays hardanger fiddle. And here's a tune called Britta's Polska. Lucky Britta to have this polska named after her, because it's very nice.
She was fair and handsome, and her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl. We kept on walking, we kept on talking, till her father's cottage came into view. She said, "Come in, sir, and meet me, father, and play to please him, oh, the foggy dew." Beside the hearthstone, I could see her father, he was 6 feet tall. Her mother soon had the kettle singing, but all I could think of was the Galway shawl. I played the blackbird, stack of barley, Rodney's glory, and the foggy dew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, till the tears welled in her eyes of blue. It was early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road for old Donegal. She sighed and kissed me and said, "Goodbye, sir." But all I could think of was the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
The Galway Shawl, a song I've played quite a lot on the program over the years, sung there by Jed Foley as a member of Patrick Street, a group that included a whole lot of Irish people and him, not from Ireland, so he sang the Irish song. Regular band members at that time were Andy Irvine, Kevin Burke, Jackie Daly and John Carty, with Brendan Harty guesting on harmonium. They changed a few times, and their lineup over the years, but that album called On the Fly was a very good one. And we heard, of course, Patrick Strait. And before that, Britta's Polska from a group called Northern Resonance. You're listening to Come All Ye, and now it's time to introduce you to the featured album. It's called Portage by a Canadian group called Portage. And don't get me started on pronunciation of Portage versus Portage. I'm going to call it Portage, and that'll do. It means the same thing. It means overland travel between bodies of water. So if you're a voyageur, a fur trader or somebody like that, trying to get from one place to another, sometimes the quickest way between two bodies of water is to just put your canoe over your shoulder or over your head and carry it, which sounds fairly daunting, but they used to do that, and that was portage. So up and down rocky trails and getting between lakes. Didn't really have a lot to do with the music that's on this album, but anyway, maybe a bit too subtle for me. Five very good female musicians: Anne Lederman from Manitoba, Erin Marshall from British Columbia, Christina Smith from Newfoundland, and Laura Risk from California. All play fiddle, and Jean Hewson, also from Newfoundland, playing guitar. Laura Risk has spent a lot of time in Quebec, so she's sort of an honorary Canadian, according to the rest of the group. A lot of the music comes from the Gaspé Peninsula, a hotbed of French-Canadian music. We'll start with a set of tunes called Mrs. Bell's Set, or just Mrs. Bell Set. The tunes in it are Single number 11, Single number 3, Banker's Tune number 2, and Single number 6. Thank you. Mrs. Bell's set. Single number one, single number three, Banker's Tune number two, and single number six. Opening track from our featured album today called Portage. It's an album released early in 2024 by five very good female musicians, most of whom play fiddle on the album. Well, they all play fiddle on the album, except Jean Hewson, who plays guitar. Christina Smith, one of the fiddlers, also plays cello on some tracks, and it sounds pretty good as well. So we'll hear some music from the, as they put it, sounds of the cultures that made Canada, including French, Scottish, Irish, Métis, and others. Tunes from Cape Breton Island, Gaspé Peninsula, Manitoba, Newfoundland, the Ozark Mountains, and Acadia, the New Brunswick Acadia. More from them coming up. Right now, this is the battle. No, it's not. It's the Ballad of Spring Hill from a group called Landless, Irish group.
In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the dark of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners lie in roads that never saw sun nor sky, roads that never saw sun nor sky. In the town of Spring Hill, you don't sleep easy. Often the earth will tremble and roll. When the earth is restless, miners die. Bone and blood is the price of coal. Bone and blood is the price of coal. In the town,
three days passed and the landscape bowed down. of earth for a marking stone.
The Ballad of Spring Hill mining disaster from Nova Scotia, or at least that's where the mine was. That song came from a group called Landless from Ireland. Their album is called Bleaching Bones. So from Nova Scotia, we'll go to Old Scotia. A couple of tracks now from Scotland. The album is called The King Has Landed, Songs of the Jacobite Risings, and there's plenty of those, plenty of songs concerning Prince Charles Stuart, Charles Edward Stuart, trying to regain the throne. We'll hear, first of all, The White Cockade from The Sangsters. The White Cockade, I'll give you the background of both these songs, why not? White Cockade was a badge worn on the bonnet to symbolise the white rose identified with the Stuart cause. Hanoverian troops had a black cockade. They were the baddies. There are portraits of Prince Charles in Highland garb with the cockade on display, and a famous painting of Culloden, which used Jacobite prisoners as models, shows the cockade clearly on their bonnets, or bunnets. It also bears a similarity to the saltire, which may be fortuitous. A deliberate choice was made to clothe the Jacobite troops in tartan, irrespective of origin, to create a potent Scottish identity. So this tune, The White Cockade, was used as a march by the Jacobites, but was also later used by Cumberland's army on his instructions on their northward march in 1746. And to some ears, it may sound more suitable as a fife and drum piece than a pipe tune. It's also interesting to note that the melody to The White Cockade was the original tune chosen by Jim Connell, the Irish author of the socialist anthem, The Red Flag. How about that? Then I'll continue with another one from the same album, The King Has Landed, by a group called Kilbeg, who've featured prominently on this program for many years. This is Johnny Cope, a more restrained and reflective version of the satirical song commemorating the rout of General Sir John Cope's army at Prestonpans. He is deliberately accused of bringing the news of his own defeat in order to mock the Hanoverians all the more. The author, Adam Skirving, was challenged to a duel by a Hanoverian officer, but said he'd need to look at him first. If he thought he'd lose, he'd run away like Cope.
Was born in A13, the bonniest lad that you've ever seen, but knew he marks my heart for sad. For he tags the field with his white cockade. He's a ranting, roving lad. He's a brisk and a bonny lad. Be tight, what may I will be ward. And I'll follow the boy with the white cockade. I'll sell my flax, my wheel, my tow, my git grey mare and my hocket cow, for to buy myself a tartan plaid. And I'll follow the boy with a white cockade. He's a ranting, roving lad. He's a brisk and a bonny lad. Be tight, what may I will be ward. And I'll follow the boy with a white cockade. He's a ranting, roving lad. He's a brisk and a bonny lad. Be tight, what may I will be ward. And I'll follow the boy with a white cockade.
Send the challenge free Dunbar, St. Charlie, meet me and ye door, and I'll learn ye the air to war. If you'll come to the calls in the morning, hey Johnny Cope, are you walking yet, or are your drums a beating yet? Can ye were walking, I would wait to gang to the calls in the morning. When Charlie looked the letter upon, he drew his sword, his scabbard from sin. Follow me, my merry men, and we'll meet Johnny Cope in the morning. Find out Johnny, be as good as your word and meet me there with fire and sword. And then flee like a frightened bird that's raised for its nest in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cobb, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beaten yet? Can you wear walking? I would wait to gang to the coals in the morning. When Johnny Cobb, he heard all this, he thought it wouldna be a mess to hear a horse in readiness to flee for the pans in the morning. Fine out, Johnny, get up and run for the healing bagpipes mark their din. It's best to sleep in your own heel skin. It'll be a bloody morning. Hey, Johnny Cobb, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beating yet? Can you wear walking? I would wait to gang to the coals in the morning. Johnny Cobb, the Dunbar camp folks bearded him. Was all your men, the deal confirmed me a denny ken. I left them all in the morning. Faith, Cobb Johnny, I got sick of flag with their big claymore and their fella beg. If I face them again, they'll break my legs. So I wish she morning. Hey, Johnny Cobb, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beaten yet? Can you wear walking? I will wait to gang to the coals in the morning. Truth no, Johnny, ye are no blade. Come when you's oh, you're in defeat and leave your men in sick estate. See early in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cobb, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beaten yet? Can you wear walking? I will wait to gang to the coals in the morning.
Yeah, satirical song about the results of the Battle of Prestonpans, in which General Sir John Cope's army was routed. And before that, the White Cockade from the Sangsters, Johnny Cope from Kilbeg. Stay with a Scottish theme now, but from the featured album. This is Portage from Canada, and two tunes, Flowers of Edinburgh and Georgia Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S. They do a bit of work on Flowers of Edinburgh, so this is obviously a reworked Canadian version. It's recognisable, but there's a few distinct differences from the more traditional Scottish Flowers of Edinburgh.
¶¶
nice sound. That's the group Portage from their self-titled album, which is the featured album on Come All Ye Today, a 2024 release. There we heard The Flowers of Edinburgh and Georgia Bells. The musicians on that album, Anne Liederman from Manitoba, Erin Marshall from British Columbia, Laura Risk from California, Christina Smith from Newfoundland, they're all fiddle players, Jean Hewson from Newfoundland playing guitar. They are aided and assisted on some tracks by the wonderful Cape Breton fiddle player Wendy MacIsaac and the only male fiddle player on the album, Brian Poirier from Moncton, New Brunswick. So, featured album, Portage, self-titled album. We'll come back to that in a little while. Let's hear from Collector.
My love, he is a teamster, a handsome man is he. Red shirt, white moleskin trousers, and a hat of cabbage tree. He drives a team of bullocks, and whether it's wet or fine, you'll hear his whip a-cracking on the Great Northern Line. And when he swings the green hide, he raises skin and hair. His bullocks all have shriveled horns, for Lord, he can swear. But I will always love him, that splendid man of mine, with his little team of bullocks on the Great Northern Line. Strained with bellies on the ground until the chain broke. But he fixed it up with fencing wire and brought wood from Bunder Mine, with his little team of bullocks on the Great Northern Line. I'll watch him pipe him, twig him, how he goes, with his little team of bullocks. He counts no dirty shows. He's one of the flash young carriers. Team of bullocks on the Great Northern Line. I'll watch him by a bit, twig him how he goes, with his little team of bullocks. He counts no dirty shows. He's one of the flash young carriers that on the road to shine, with his little team of bullocks on the Great Northern. Watch him
by him, twig him how he goes,
with his little team of bullocks. He cuts no dirty shows. He's one of the flash young carriers that on the road to shine, with his little team of bullocks on the Great Northern Line.
The full moon touched the cold steel lines. The rail bed was frozen with ice. In the distance, an engine was keeping good time. the steam whistle moan just twice. Down in the cut, past the old trestle bridge, 12 fine horses stood. Masked men shivered in the cold on the ridge, not far from the Glendale woods. The brass lamp shone from the swaying train when the driver saw the red light. Her iron brakes sparked like silver rain, and the meadows screamed through the night. The baggage man peered out to look for the fall when fear froze up his heart. He was staring down the barrel of an army Colt that threatened to tear him apart. We will burn your train to cinders, so throw the money on down. Open up your damned express car and jump down to the ground. But we want the chattel Pullman. She's Southern and they claim they they scrambled aboard. Men were sweating and the women shed tears, and a preacher prayed to the Lord. When they opened the safe, there was nothing for them, so they strolled down through the train. What a miserable sight, these desperate men robbing old folks for their gold watch chains. We will burn. Taken his soul, some say his spirit survived, but we all know he was nothing but a Missouri farm boy just fighting to stay alive. High above that railroad bed, on a ridge where the pines grow tall, if you listen to the wind, there's a ghost of a chance you can still hear old Jesse call. We will burn your train to cinders, don't throw the money on down. Open up your damned express car and jump down to the ground. But we won't put that.
couple of train songs there. First one from the New South Wales group that was Collector, the Great Northern Line, then Levon Helm with Train Robbery. Not much relationship between those two songs, but anyway, vaguely connected by the train theme, and both good songs. Tune there called Spanish Waltz, played by Eileen McCoy. The album is called Apple Isle Fiddler, and indeed Eileen McCoy came from Tasmania, hence Apple Isle. And now this is called Come My Little Son. It's from Michael Walsh and an album called Queer Hawk.
Come my little son, and I will tell you what to do. Undress yourself and get into bed, and a tale I'll tell to you. It's all about your daddy. He's a man you seldom see, for he's had to roam far away from home, far away from you and me. Remember, lad, he's still your dad, though he's working far away. In the cold and the heat, all the hours of the week, on England's motorway. When you fall and hurt yourself and get up feeling bad, it isn't any use at all to go running for your dad. for the only time since you were born, he's had to spend with you. He was out of a job and he hadn't a bob. He was signing on the brew. Remember, lad, he's still your dad, and he really earns his pay. Working day and night upon the site of England's motorway. Sure, we'd like your daddy home, and sure it would be fine to have him working near a home and to see him all the time. But beggars can't be choosers, and we have to share our load. For we need the money your daddy earns working on the road. Remember, lad, he's still your dad, and he'll soon be here to stay for a week or two with me and you when he's built his motorway.
Thank you.
two little hornpipes there, the Boys of Blue Hill and the Stockport Hornpipe, played by Michael Walsh. And he gave us the song before then, Come My Little Son, otherwise known as England's Motorway, from an album called Quare Hawk. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, and I've told you before and I'll tell you again, if you want to hear podcasts or listen on demand versions of these programs, you can do that two ways, one of two ways, either of two ways. Go to 2mce.org and click on a couple of appropriate buttons, and that'll take you to the podcasts of various programs on 2MCE. If you want to come directly to this one, you could also go to comeallye.com, which is the website of this very program. Another couple of clicks, and there you are. The podcasts or the listen-on-demand facility is usually up within a couple of days of the program. Playlists are also available if you want to find out what you've been listening to or indeed what you missed. They're on that comeallye.com website as well. Please avail yourself of that facility. Here's Graham Seal. Graham Seal was the first full professor of folklore in Australia. He obtained that position in Western Australia, and he's still living in Western Australia. He recorded this album quite a while ago. It's called Barbed Wire Ballads. This is Humping the Drum.
I've humped my drum from Kingdom Come to the back of the Milky Way. I boiled my quart on the Cape of York and starved last Christmas Day. I crossed the Murray and drank in Cloncurry, where they charged a bob a nip. I worked on the Gulf where the cattle they duff, and the squatters just let them rip. I've worked from morn in the fields of corn till the sun was out of sight. I've cause to know the great bine of and the great Australian bite. I danced with Kit when the lamps were lit, and with Doll when the dance broke up. I flung my hat on the mile track when Bowman won the cup. I laughed aloud with the merry crowd in the city of the plains. And I sweated too on Ondaroo while bogged in those big bore drains. I wheeled my bike from the shearer's strike, not a once in a funeral shroud. And I made the wait for the flying stakes, but I dodged that lynching crowd. I carried a gun through World War I, then went on the track again. From Omeo to Bendigo to Bourke and back again. I shed some tears in the hungry years when jobs were short and few. Then I packed up a swag and an old sucker bag. There was nothing else to do. Yes, I've humped my drum from Kingdom Come to the back of the Milky Way.
Thank you.
Well, you can probably tell that's another track from the featured album called Portage by the group Portage from Canada. We heard The Dancing Master, The Willow Room and Susie's Favourite Dream. Collectively, they're called Barbara McOwen's set. Once again, the musicians in that lineup are Anne Lederman, Erin Marshall, Laura Risk, Christina Smith and Jean Hewson, with the occasional appearances from Wendy McIsaac, Brian Poirier, and Christina Smith sometimes puts down the fiddle and picks up a cello, as we heard at the beginning of that set. She was certainly playing cello on The Dancing Master. Good album, released early in 2024, and it's our featured album today. Here's Mike Waterson.
"'Twas down by Swansea Barracks, I alone one morning strained. I met a pretty fair maid while viewing them parade, and an hair it was as black as jet, in ringlets hanging down. She was the blooming rose of South Wales, and the lass in Swansea town. For her hair it was as black as jet, in ringlets hanging down. She's my universal woman, and her equal can't be found. She's the blooming rose of South Wales, and the lass of Swansea town. And I said, my charming creature, what makes you wander here? He says, kind sir, I'm waiting for me bonny soldier dear. 8 years ago he left me when Bermuda he was bound, and he promised in proof faithful to his lass of Swansea town. For her it was as black as jet, in ringlets hanging down. She's my universal woman, and her equal can't be found. She's the blooming rose of South Wales, and the lass of Swansea town. And I says, my charming creature, sad news I have to tell. He all over was my comrade, and in the battle fell. A cannon ball led him to fall, and it gave him his death wound. And he asked me to protect his blooming rose in Swansea town. For her hair it was as black as jet, in ringlets hanging down. She's my universal woman, and her equal can't be found. For she's the blooming rose of South Wales, and the lass of Swansea town. And it's on the ground in agonies this pretty maid did fall, saying, I ne'er will rest till in my breast there strikes some cannon ball. For 8 years ago he left me when Bermuda he was bound, and he promised in proof faithful to his lass of Swansea town. For her it was as black as jet, in ringlets hanging down. She's my universal woman, and her equal can't be found. She's the blooming rose of South Wales, and the lass of Swansea town. Fear not, my charming creature, don't be in great alarm. I'm your long-lost William boy, safe from the wars returned. 8 years ago I left you when Bermuda I was bound. Now I've late returned to claim me blooming rose in Swansea town.
for your hair it is as black as jet, in ringlets hanging down. You're my universal woman, and your equal can't be found. You're the blooming rose of South Wales, and the lass of Swansea Town.
Well, one thing you'd have to say, Mike Waterson certainly had a distinctive tenor voice. Mike Waterson, of course, a member of the Waterson family. And we heard a few more Watersons there singing behind him. Swansea Town was the name of the song. Here's another song about a town in the UK. This is Bruton Town. And from another old album, this is Pentangle.
In Bruton Town, sons and a daughter dear. By day and night they were contriving to fill their parents' hearts with fear. He told his secrets to no other but to her brother. This he said, I think our servant caught our sister, I think they have a mind to wear. I'll put an end to all their courtship, I'll send him silent to his grave. They asked him to go a-hunting without any fear or scry, and these two bold and took away this young man's life. And in the ditch there was no water, where only bush and briars grew. They could not hide the blood of slaughter, so in the ditch his body lay.
Home from hunting, she asked for her young son. And she rose early the next morning with a heavy sigh and a bitter growl. The only love that she admired lay in the ditch where he was drowned. Three days and nights she did sit by him, and her poor heart was filled with woe, till cruel hunger crept upon her, and home she was obliged to go.
Folk rock was very big in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s in England. Folk jazz was not quite so well known, but Pentangle certainly brought it to the fore. That was, I think, from their first album. They were Jackie McShee, John Renbourn, Bert Jansch, Danny Thompson, and I think playing drums was Terry Cox. Not quite sure about that early lineup, but Brutentown was the track. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we'll head off to Asturias now with a group called Niondes for a set of Muñeiras, I think.
I dined with the swells in fine Piccadilly. Took tea with my cousins in Horsemonger Lane. And now I am stranded on my own native shore. I'll go back to Australia, to the goldfields again. When I asked for a nobbler, they asked what I meant, sir. I called them all new chums, and that served them right. Oh dear, don't I sigh for my favourite old stock horse I had when a droven on one man plane. A mountain flash rider, a son of old Scroggins. Oh dear, don't I wish I was back there again. Oh, don't you remember Ben Hall and his troop, sir, who stuck up the escort and the well-guarded mail? And about that wretch Morgan, I could yet relate, sir, but history would serve me to tell a sad tale. Then give me Australia with my pint pot and Billy. Make a tea in the shade of the gum trees again. Then give me Australia with my pint pot and Billy. Make a tea in the shade of the gum tree again.
Unmistakable voice, Warren Fay, Pint Pot and Billy. It's another unmistakable voice. Once you've heard it, you don't forget it. This is Tony Hall and Lovely Joan.
Until he came to lovely Joan. Oh, don't you think these spooks of hay a lovely place for us to play? So come with me like a sweet young thing, and I'll give to you this golden ring. Give me that ring into my hand, and I will neither stay nor stand, for it would do more good to me than 20 maiden heads, said she. He made for the pooks of hay. He jumped on his horse and rode away. He cried, but it was all in vain. Young Joan, she never looked back again. Did she think herself quite safe until she arrived at a true love's gate? She's robbed him of his horse and ring and left him to rage in the meadows green.
Lovely Joan and Tony Hall playing melodeon there. We're just about at the end, boys and girls. last track will be one from the featured album, or last full track. We might hear a few notes from another track a little later on. To wind up the offering from the featured album, we'll hear the Le Blanc set. This is the Old Covered Bridge and Eddie's Yellow Fiddle from the featured album called Portage by the group of the same name from Canada. Don't know whose feet featured there, but they did a good job, didn't they? That's the group Portage, self-titled album. It's been our featured album today on Come All Ye. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to Portage Fiddle, P-O-R-T-A-G-E-F-I-D-D-L-E, Portage Fiddle. It's a 2024 release, and it's good. Just about all the tracks are absolute crackers. Thank you for your company today, as always. I do hope you've found something enjoyable in the little selection today. Go out with some Scotty country dance music. This is a group called The Occasionals. And we'll hear, I think they're up to the North Shore Breakdown, this tune's called. So until next time, enjoy the week and stay safe. And we'll do it all again soon. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.